Welcome to the Business Transition Summit podcast, where we deep dive into the stories and strategies of the renowned speakers featured at the Business Transition Summit. We'll be investigating how you can be a part of the 17% of business owners who successfully navigate their path to dream exits. So get ready to be inspired, informed, and equipped as we kick off this transformative journey. And be sure to attend the Business Transition Summit for exponentially more information. It's time for you to join the 17% Club and make your dream a reality. I'm Tom Bronson, CEO and founder of the Business Transition Summit, and I am part of the 17% Club myself, and I'm happy to be joined today by Jim Brewer, who is the CEO and founder of Brewer Leadership, and Susan Fenema, who is the Chaos Eradicating Officer, or CEO, of Beyond the Chaos. Welcome, Jim and Susan.
Thanks so much, Tom.
It's glad to be here, Tom.
It's good to see both of you. So we are thrilled to be talking with you today and to hear some of the things that you're going to be talking about at the Business Transition Summit. So why don't you just give us a little preview of what you're going to talk about at the summit?
Susan, kick us off.
All right. We are going to talk about how overwhelm is not a great place for business owners to live in. We are going to talk about how to remove yourself from that and start focusing on growing, scaling, maybe exiting your business. And we have a whole bunch of ways to talk to that. I think both process and people are going to be important to that conversation. So there are going to be actionable things coming out of this conversation that are going to help you take those next steps.
What about
Tom, you? We actually title it "Getting the Owner Out of the Business," mm-hmm. and there's some good reasons for why that makes a lot of sense. So I look forward to exploring that with you.
Awesome. Well, you know, I probably should have started this way, but you know, we all know one another fairly well. We see one another on a regular basis. In fact, Jim is my EOS implementer and also is the chair of my Vistage group. But why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Jim, I'll start with you, and then Susan, a little bit of your background too.
Well, Tom, you sort of let the cat out of the bag.
I'm sorry. You know how I am, Jim. I get a shiny penny in my pocket.
Yeah. So I do two things. I am a Vistage chair. And what that means is we get groups of CEOs and business leaders together in the same room, because who better to understand what that seat is all about than other business owners and peers. And so that has an opportunity to impact of the CEO or leader of the organization. The other thing that I do as an EOS implementer is really about growing the team, because it takes a village to really run a great company. And I happen to believe that the leader plays an important part, but can't play too big a part for some big reasons.
I totally agree. Susan, how about you?
So I am also an EOS member, so not in Jim's and Tom's group, but I actually today just went to my Vistage meeting.
Oh, you're Vistage. You said you were an EOS member, but you're a Vistage, yes.
I misspoke that. Sorry, Vistage member, yes. So I help small business owners who are trapped in that day-to-day of their business ops. I help them figure out how to get out. We do that with software. We do that with process, sometimes automation. And we do that by helping them find who can help them instead of them always figuring out how to do it.
Well, I love that. Look at that. You even worked in one of the key mantras of one of our keynote speakers, who is Ben Hardy, and Who Not How, of course, is a great book. And in fact, it's really interesting. Susan and her business is definitely a who, who can get some of that how off of the business owner's plate. I'm very excited about what you do and about what you guys are going to bring. So everyone associated with the business owner or the Business Transition Summit has a real passion for helping business owners. Jim, what's your passion? What's driving you?
Yeah, it comes from my background, Tom. So I had the opportunity to meet some great entrepreneurs in my career journey. For guys like Mark Cuban, had an opportunity to be part of an organization that was Inc. number one. And I say that not because of who I know or what those accomplishments were all about, but it's what I learned out of the process and really determines what I do for a living now. And that is that it is about the leadership team. When we were Inc. number one, and you're growing at the kind of rate that it takes to lead that pack, if you can't do it by yourself, and it takes a great leadership team. The other thing that it takes is a bit of a framework. If you have to have the time to figure it all out yourself, come up with custom solutions, figure out how to run your business, you're sort of running around with handcuffs on your hands and slippers on your feet. You just can't get the job done. But if you have some of those answers already developed into a framework, and we got there because of a framework when we did Inc. number one, so that's the reason I do EOS today.
Well, that's awesome. So, Susan, what about your passion?
My passion, and the reason I think that conferences like BTS are so important, my passion is because I believe small business is the backbone of American society. I mean, as small business owners, we are overworked, we are underpaid, we are overstressed, we are spread too thin, and we're undervalued for sure. I mean, no, everybody thinks we're the rich ones, right? Oh yeah, they make the big bucks, right? That's not always the case. Often we're paying our employees more than we're paying ourselves. And conferences like BTS help you get rid of all of that so that your business isn't this weight on your shoulders, that instead you're able to run it like you intended in the first place, instead of letting it totally run your life. And with small business being so impactful on the society as a whole, that's where I see it matters. I mean, honestly, an overworked person, you are not your best self. And so you're interacting with all these people all day and you're not doing it well. You're yelling at them or you're mad or you're frustrated. And if you can get that off your plate and become your best self, and now you're touching all those people that way, it's exponential. That's actually one of my company's values, is to improve American society exponentially. And so this is how we believe we do it.
I love that. I love that. I didn't think I knew that value, but that is wonderful. I might just, what do they call it? R&D that. It's like a term for stealing something, but being nicer about it.
But whatever.
Right? I love that. Helping the world or changing the world exponentially. So speaking of changing the world, you know, you'd mentioned at the opening, the title of your talk is the one that you all are doing together is getting the business owner out of the business or something like that. I can't remember the exact title. That might be it. But
I think the exact title is going to be entrepreneurial. And that, Jim, say the word for me because I can't say it.
Entrepreneurial liberation.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Excellent. But it's all about getting the business owner out of the business, because one of the things that I say frequently to our clients is a business that does not require the owner, that is not owner dependent, it immediately drives the value of that business north. So without telling your whole talk, give us a little snippet of what you guys are going to talk about together, because I'm really excited about the two of you doing this together, because you've got some different angles at it.
Jim, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'd love to start. So the thing we've missed so far, we've been talking about the benefit side. It is not easy to build and grow a business. You know yourself, Tom, the number of hours that that means, the number of sacrifices that means, the missed soccer games, the stress that it puts on your life with your life partner, if you happen to have one. And so it shouldn't be that way, right? We believe that not only is that a sacrifice that doesn't need to be made, it is, to your point, devaluing the business. It's certainly not creating the life that we want to live.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll add to that and things that we will talk about. I mean, sometimes I think people can hear, oh, get the owner out of the business. That sounds negative. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about setting the owner free, which isn't that why we all started our businesses? We wanted this freedom to create or build or do what we wanted to do. But what we found is, okay, there's HR and there's finance and there's operations and there's marketing and there's all this. And I don't even get to do the thing that I loved anymore. And so how do you get back to that? And that's part of the focus here, is enabling you to have your business grow and serve you instead of you serving it. And so you're working that through process, through software, through the right people with the right leadership. Putting all that together is what allows the owner to have some liberation, to step back and be able to grow and create and build the business, or shoot, take a vacation, for goodness sakes. So that's what we're after.
There's even a flip side to that. And I just had the opportunity to be at the National EOS conference, which we were lucky enough to have here in Dallas. And there was somebody told a story that I'm reminded by this conversation. And that was an owner that had a tragic event in his life, a death in his family. And he was running his business. He had a team next to him, but he was deeply involved in his business. Had a conversation with one or more of the members of the leadership team, and they said, John, I don't know that his name was John, but John, take care of what you have to take care of. Let us take care of the business on your behalf. And that took a while. It was a significant event in John's life. At the end of the quarter, they made all of their quarterly goals, what we call in EOS, the rocks, that were there. All of the team members, if you looked at the scorecard, the business was entirely growing. So not only was he able to step away, but look at the development that happened for the team.
What incredible empowerment.
Yeah. You know? That's awesome. You know, and by the way, I'm afflicted with this disease. Both of you own your businesses but we help business owners. And so perhaps we have it a little less than others, but the disease that business owners have, that I'm going to live forever.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I can just keep doing this forever and ever. But one day you wake up to a new reality, right? And for me, that was 2 years ago when I found out I had cancer, right? Mm-hmm. And that was a wildly impactful moment for me, because even though I talk to business owners all the time about making sure that everything is in place and taking care of not only your business, but your personal life, here I was caught, right in the crosshairs of the very same kind of thing that I preach about every day. And so you never know when something like that is going to creep up on you. You know, what are some of the universal, start with you, Susan, what are some of the universal challenges for the business, not the owner, but for the business, when the business has owner dependency?
Well, one is a lack of growth, because the owner is so busy, responding to a client email or managing a project or working in all these details that they don't have a second to think about what should my next offering be? How should I market this better? How do I build relationships to drive more business? So that's one big one, is just slow to no growth. The other is you can end up with a lot of high turnover in your business. The people become really frustrated when they can't meet your expectations because they don't know what they are. And if you don't have process in place to help them figure out how to do their job without asking you every step of the way, then they don't feel empowered to do anything at all. They're just order takers. They're not true employees who are providing value to the business. And so that makes them not want to stay there. And on top of that, it makes the relationship between the owner and the employee really a headbutting type thing, because the owner's frustrated because they're not doing what he wants them to do, but they don't know what that is. It's circular.
Yes, it is. Jim, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, in fact, you actually steal the opportunity for growth.
I love
that.
From
the leadership team. Right. So one of my very favorite questions, and back when I was in technology sales, was meeting with a senior vice president of a bank. And I said, so tell me about a project that went wrong. He said, I know that story. He said, we went through this project. It was so bad, Jim, that I wrote a letter and I walked into my boss's office. And he said, I put the letter on his desk and he said, boss, I just lost this organization over $2 million. That's material. It's going to show up in the board conversation. You know, I want to take the bullet for you because it was my decision. I have to own that. So here's my letter. The guy turned around and looked at him the way he told me the story and said, let you go, take the bullet. I just spent $2 million training you.
I love that. I love that.
Perspective, right?
Yes, perspective, exactly. Are you kidding me? You're the most expensive employee. You're the most valuable employee we have now. That's a great story. You know, by the way, I'm also going to R&D, the steal the growth. That is a great.
I love that.
And by the way, R&D, for those of you who don't know, I actually heard this from the master. I think it's the master EOS implementer implementer, Jill.
Jill Young.
One of the top folks. I met her recently, and she said R&D, rip off and duplicate. So,
nice.
I found a couple of things I'm going to R&D out of this conversation.
Well, so, I see this as being very valuable for you, Tom.
Yeah, this is great. I thought we were going to educate other people. You're educating me. So last question, and that is there are probably some folks who are business owners who are sitting on the fence. And by the way, ticket sales are flying right now. And so we're hoping to have a sold out crowd. So if somebody is listening to this podcast and they're on the fence, Jim, what would you tell them?
I think I R&D'd this from a good friend of mine. If you think you're not going to have a transition, you're confused. We will all have a transition event in our business one way or another. What I took away from last year's conference, and I know it's going to be looking at the speaker list and looking at what you're doing with the conference this year, it's going to be even more true. It is the knowledge on how to build your business and run your business more efficiently. Hopefully, to Susan's and my point, step away from the business a little bit and create some growth for the people there. But I don't think that there is one single day that you could spend to take more than one good idea of back into your life and back into your business.
I completely agree with that, Jim, especially from the maybe I'm planning to exit type owner, right? I see something on the horizon, or I'm getting older and I need to do something. But you know what? This is a great conference, even if you're not really thinking about it yet, because all of the things you learn help you run a better business. And that better business will make you more money. It will make you happier. And then you are set up down the road for whatever exit you're choosing.
Well, you know, the argument I would add to that is you just never know when that bluebird is going to land in the bush out front, right? That means just an outrageous off-the-cuff offer from a competitor or from a strategic buyer. And wouldn't it be better if you were prepared for that conversation when it came? So you both said it right. This conference is not for people who are trying to transition tomorrow. Right. This conference is about building long-term value and really improving your business so that when those opportunities present themselves, you'll be ready. And number two, you'll have better options when the time comes. So folks, you heard it here first. Get your tickets to the Business Transition Summit now at businesstransitionssummit.com and take the necessary steps toward achieving your dream exit. Isn't it time that you join the 17% Club and make your dream plan a reality? Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to gain invaluable insights, connect with some industry experts, and discover the strategies that can truly transform your business. Tickets are limited, so act fast and reserve your spot soon. I think by the time this comes out, we are now going to be in, I think early bird has already expired. Now we're in advanced. And so that runs through the end of March. Now is the best time to get a ticket at the lowest price. Jim, Susan, thank you both so much for coming and sharing your time and your wisdom. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Tom. Really appreciate it.
And thank you for joining us today on this episode of Business Transition Summit Podcast. We are glad you're here, and we hope that you found it informative and entertaining. Don't forget that R&D. Now, you don't want to miss any part of the future episodes, so hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. And while you're there, do us a favor and rate this episode and leave us a review. It'll help us find more business owners who need to hear this information. And we look forward to sharing a lot more information with you on how to achieve your dream exit and build your business. But for now, go to the businesstransitionssummit.com website and learn more about dream exits. We've got a growing resource page that it's built just for business owners like you. Lastly, we look forward to seeing you at the Business Transition Summit on May 7th in Westlake, Texas.
The Business Transition Summit is an opportunity for you to educate yourself, empower your business, and execute relentlessly on your exit strategy. Have you heard this stat before? 83% of business owners fail to successfully transition their business. That means that only 17% ever reach their dream exit from their business. Business owners, we don't want that to be you. We want you at the Business Transition Summit to kickstart or continue your dream exit journey. Join us for an unforgettable experience where industry titans, successful entrepreneurs, and top experts converge to share their wisdom, strategies, and secrets to success on exit strategy. Block your whole day on May 7th, 2024. Get your tickets, transform your business and life forever. Visit businesstransitionsummit.com for more information.